Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to take a look at using hidden fields as one approach to state management in an ASP.NET website. Let's get started and create a sample website. Now I'm going to create this website in Visual Basic, but when you download the sample source code, you'll also get it in C#. Now, a hidden field is a way to store a piece of information down on the web page in the client's browser that's not visible. It's generated as part of the rendering process, but it's not a visible entity when the page is down on the client's browser. Now, so to add a hidden field to a page, there's a server-side control called ASP hidden field. And let's create one here. We'll give it an ID of HDI for how do I hidden. Add a run at equals server. And then there's a value attribute. And the value attribute is where you put the actual data that you want stored down on the page in the client's browser. So let's just put a quick number in here. We'll close off our tag. Now let's open this page up in the browser and just see what our hidden field looks like when the page is rendered. Here's the page. There's nothing visible, and as I said, the hidden field contents is here but not visible in the rendered part of the page. So let's view the source. Let me highlight right down here is our hidden field. As you can see, it's an HTML input element with a type equals hidden. Here's the name that we gave it. And there's the value attribute with our little numeric value. Now, because this is an ASP.NET server control, we can actually manipulate this information in our server-side processing. So let's take a look at how we do that. Now, to look at that, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add another control here to our page. I'm going to add a label. Give this label a control ID equals hidden value, run at equals server, and we're not going to put any text, any value for the text attribute of our label, so when we initially have this page render, there will be nothing shown in our label. And then what we're going to do is go over here to the code behind for our default page. And let's add a page load event. So we'll go up to the page events, go down to page load or the load event. And what we'll do here is we'll go at our label hidden value. We'll go to the text property of that. And we're going to set this equal to the HDI, which is our hidden field, and we'll set that to the value. Now, if we leave it right here like this, what's going to happen is when this page first loads, it's going to assign the value to the label and we'd see it. So what we're going to do is we're just going to change this a little bit, and if we say if not is post back, and let's just take this if statement, clean things up, formatting here, and actually what we want here is to say if it is a postback. So what should happen now is that when we first render the page, we won't get the value of our hidden field, but when we do a postback, we will. So we need one more piece over here on our page, and we need a way to post it back. So let me just go in here and let's just put a little button. And there we go. And we'll just call it button submit. And we'll give that a run at equals server. I'll give it some text and we'll just call it submit. And just to get a little formatting, let me quickly put a few breaks in here. Copy that, let's put it up here, so then our stuff's on three separate lines. Let me just format the page with Control D to give you a little better perspective on what it looks like. So now let's run the page. And before we run it, let me just go back to the code line. Let's just put a breakpoint here on line 8 so we can see when we hit this particular line. So we'll open up the page in the debug mode, and when it first renders, our label is empty, and let's just view the source and quickly take a look at that. So here's our hidden field right here with the 1234 value, and then right here is our output of the label control, the server-side control, and that ends up being a span when it's actually rendered as HTML span element when it's actually rendered down to the page, and that has nothing in it to start with. So we'll go up here, we'll click submit. We are posting back, so we're hitting our line here, and you can see the text is not equal to anything, and as soon as we step through that, we see the text is equal to the 1234 because it's taken the hidden value from our page. We'll let that run through, and now the label has the value of 1234. We go into view the source, and we'll see there's the 1234 that's in the rendered output of what is our label control server side. Now, so far what we've done is essentially store a value down on the page that is hidden from view, but we haven't changed it in any way. And that has a value in that it's a form of state management, in that the value in this case over here on our ASPX page, this value of 1234, say it's a unique identifier of some sort, is stored down on the page while the user is interacting with the page on their browser, and then it's sent back up to the server, so there's no need to store it on the server. So that's an advantage because we're not using any server resources. However, the hidden field, while it's not visible in the rendered page, is there and easily viewable when you view the source on the page, as you saw when we had the web page open. So you have to consider that from a security perspective, whatever information you might store in a hidden field shouldn't be anything that's sensitive in any way. And the other thing is that even though it's not stored on the server, we do have to send the information down when the page is rendered, and when the page is posted back, the information is sent back to the server. So the amount of information needs to be, or should be, kept relatively small. And the third thing to consider is that while this is very simple to implement, as you have seen, it also only stores simple information, in that it's the value attribute of our hidden field right up here on line 11 is simply a text string. Now, we've looked here at storing information in a hidden field and then viewing that information when it's posted back to the server. There's another way that we could use this hidden field, and that is we could manipulate the contents of the hidden field in script down on the client, and then when the page is posted back to the server, it would contain the updated values from the client-side processing. And as more and more pages start to do processing purely down on the client side in script, this could be a useful technique for you. So let's just look at an example of how we might do that. And in order to do that, what I'm going to do is add a separate page here so we can leave this one for you to look at in the sample code. So I'm going to go up here, we'll add a new page, we'll just call it default 2. And what I want to do actually, we're going to close down this code behind, we'll go back to the first one, and just to save us a little time, we're going to take what we have here on our first page, and we'll copy and paste it over here to our new page, and let me just get that in the div element. There we go. So I'm going to go back over here and we'll actually save and then close our original page. So what we want to do here is, rather than use this hidden field and have it that name, I'm going to call this one amount, and we're going to take out the value, so initially there would be no value in this hidden field. We just copy and paste that because we want to have a second hidden field here, and let's call that item name. And then down here what we want to do is I'm actually going to write this part in purely in HTML, I should say, no ASP.NET Server controls. So what we want to do is to set up a little sample form here where we can indicate which items we want to buy. So I'll start with a span, and I'll give that an ID, and we'll just call it SPN for span, and we'll call this item 1. And then we'll call this a shirt. Just put a little space, we'll put a second span, give this an ID, and we'll call this amount 1. Let's see, that's $34. Just put another space, and then what we need here is an input element. Type equals button, and in the on click event handler for this button, we want to call a client side function which we'll call purchase. And as far as a value, which is actually what the text on the button will say, we'll just call buy now. And we'll close out that control. So now we have a shirt will be displayed on our page. We can click the buy now button, and what we want to do, and let's just leave one item to purchase to start with. So we need some script to do some client-side processing. So go up here, we'll add some script, make that JavaScript. And then in here we need a function called purchase. And then inside this purchase function, what we want to do is we want to access our hidden fields. In order to do that, they are inside the form 1 element. So we need to use that. So we'll say form 1. And remember, the first one is called the amount. And then we want to change the value attribute. Remember, that's where you store the actual information in the hidden field. And we're going to set that equal to our span item 1 dot inner HTML. It will take form 1, and item name is our second hidden field, value, and we want to take span 1, item 1, amount 1 dot inner HTML. Then down here, right above our little submit button, let me just put a horizontal rule, and we're going to put an ASP label control, and we'll just call this purchases. How about that? Let's just put LAB so we know it's a label. And we need a run at equals server. And initially that will have no information in it. And then what we're going to do is very similar to the first one. We're going to go into the code behind. And let's go on to the page events. And there we go. There's the load event. And we're going to say if is postback. And what we want to do in that case is we want to go to our label purchases.text, and we want to assign to that what we have purchased. So we'll say equals, and then we have actually not the amount, let's take the item name dot value, and then we'll add to that, oh well, let's just put a dash, and then take the amount dot value. So what we should get here when we run this is it should initially display nothing. We should be able to click our buy now button, And then when we click the submit, it should post it back. It should get the values and put them in that label. And once again, as we did in the first demo, let me put a breakpoint here. So let's run this and see how it works. So we'll start up, view the page with debugging. Here's our button, buy now. Let's click on that and buy that item. And then let's submit the page back. And we come in here and we want to assign the two values of our hidden fields. Remember, the hidden fields were empty when we first created the page. And now if I just hover over the value, you can see that the 34 and the item name have been assigned. So we'll let this run through. And there we have the $34-shirt, which represents the information in our hidden fields. So we're actually taking information client-side, storing it in those hidden fields, and when the page is posted back, we're looking at the information that's a result of the processing on the client side. So let's go back over here and go into our page, and you can see actually that we made a slight error here, but it didn't impact what we were trying to do, that I actually inverted the amount and the item name. So let me just correct that right here. Put that one down here and that one up there. But as I said, didn't impact what we were trying to do. Now let me just expand this sample just a little bit more, just to give you some food for thought on how you might manipulate the values down on the client. So what I'm going to do is take the amount, and we're going to pass those in as arguments in the method on the particular item that we're purchasing. So we'll take the item. Now we'll add that in. Let's put the item as the first argument and the amount as the second. Now we need to go back up to our method. So item is first, amount is second. So here's the item and the amount. So this would work identically to the first one, so let's fire it up in the browser. We'll click our Buy Now button to purchase it, then submit it back here. Let's hover over the item name. It's in there, so we'll let it run through. And when it runs through, it assigns it to the label. So we're getting the exact same functionality, but now we have a little more flexibility. And we could quickly do this. We could go down in here, add several different ones, and we have in here, so we have a set of shirt, and we'll just call it slacks, hat and coat, make a different price. So make these $50, make that 14, make that 134, and we have to take the names down. Make that 2, make this 3, make this one 4. Same thing with the items. Now obviously there's other ways that you could approach this, but this gives you a little idea of how you might use hidden fields beyond just storing values that are on the server down to the client, not manipulated in any way. So now if we go over here, and we just need to edit these to be the corresponding values, go over to the amounts, we'll change those, and we're almost ready to look at this. And what we could do here is we could actually take this and do that. And what this will do is make this additive, in that every time we add it or click Buy Now, it should add things on. So now let's take a look at this. So we'll open this up, and we have our four items for purchase here. We'll just click each of them once, submit it back, and now it goes over to debug. We'll just let this run through. And you can see we get our concatenation of the items down here in our label, which represents what was in our hidden field. Now we could clean this up a bit and actually have the amounts be added, and what we have to do there is just convert them to integer or floating point values here in the purchase function in order for that to happen. But with that change, we would actually be able to add up the amounts in the various hidden fields. Interesting thing to note is that in PayPal, the way that it accepts, or the simplest way that it accepts values passed from your website to the PayPal mechanism, is through hidden fields. There's specific names of several hidden fields which have the required information required by PayPal, and then that is posted over an HTTPS page or link to PayPal with your information. So that's just a real life example of how a process uses hidden fields. Now that we understand what hidden fields are and know how to use them, let me just open up the web page, and I want to show you one interesting thing here on our page. And it doesn't really relate to what we did with hidden fields, but if we go into the source and look at it, one thing to note is that the view state for ASP.NET web pages is stored in hidden fields. That's right here on this particular line. And you can see that the value is kind of a cryptic set of information. And so what's essentially happening here is ASP.NET is creating a value which represents all of the information that's stored in the view state object, putting it down on your page as a hidden field, and then when it is posted back to the server, it's kind of reconstituting the information from this text string in the value of the hidden field into the actual view state object. And one last thing that I should point out about hidden fields is that we've seen the hidden field values back on the server-side code, and you need to be posting the pages back to the server in order to access the information in a hidden field. If the information goes back through an HTTP GET, you will not have the hidden field information. So that's an important thing to note, depending upon what you're doing in your particular website. Let's just close this down. So we've seen several examples of using hidden fields here. We started out by looking at the hidden field server-side control in ASP.NET, and then how we could take a value in that, assign it in server-side processing. We'd see the value on the page, yet it's not rendered as a visible element on the page, but the value is actually there on the page. And when the page posts back to the server, we are able to access that value. And that's, as I said, a potential mechanism for some simple state management. Again, that information is visible, so you should be conscious of what you put in the hidden field. But if it's not sensitive information, it is a kind of lightweight approach to state management. It may be useful in your applications. And then the second thing that we looked at here in several examples is how you can actually manipulate the value of a hidden field down in client-side script. And then when the hidden field is eventually posted back to the server, the altered value of the hidden field is accessible in your server-side processing. So I encourage you to download the sample source code that we've done here in the video. As I mentioned, it will be available in C# as well as the Visual Basic that we did here in the video. Download it, take a look at it, use it as a basis in your own applications. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on how to use hidden fields in ASP.NET web pages.